Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Florence's children, grandchildren, all the way down to great-great-grandchildren, her friends, those who served her at Life Care, and then our fellow saints here and our Savior. May the good news of the Good Shepherd, who is Jesus Christ, be your comfort today and for all the days yet to come. All the days yet to come. Our lessons remind us from God's holy word this day. They remind us that our triune God, that is Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is the God of the past, the God of our present, and the God of the future. Our lessons teach us about Jesus, who is true God, the Son of the Father, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who says of himself, "I am the Good Shepherd." This Jesus cares for his flock. This Jesus cared for Florence. This Jesus cares for you. Christ Jesus, our Lord, showed his love and that he truly was a good shepherd and is a good shepherd by laying down his life for the sheep. This happened in the past. That he is the good shepherd who indeed died at Calvary, crucified by the Romans, sacrificed to the Father for the sake of the sinful world. That Christ Jesus died for all in order that they would receive the forgiveness of their sins. That he did not flee like a hireling, but instead emptied himself of his glory and entered the world as our brother in every way, taking on flesh and blood, as we confess, incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. He did not flee. He did not run away from what was necessary for our salvation. No, instead he ran to it, with his face set toward Jerusalem, to the time of his being offered as the once and for all sacrifice for sins, so that sinners could be declared saints. He committed no sin, but instead he took upon himself Florence's sins, your sins, the whole world's sins. He bore all of our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. He entrusted himself to the Father who judges justly, the Father who raised him on the third day. This is what Jesus did for Florence and for you. Jesus says that he has sheep to bring into his flock. This happens in the present. That's what he did for Florence in holy baptism over 90 years ago. The same is true for you. To be baptized is to die to sin and live to righteousness. To be baptized is to be promised life eternal and the resurrection to life everlasting. That on top of baptism, then he provided his voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd for the sheep to follow, the Word of God for Florence to hear throughout her life, including over the last decade here at Our Savior. And she heard the voice of her shepherd. Her shepherd spoke to her in baptism. Her shepherd spoke to her in devotions, in hymns, in sermons, in the lessons from Scripture, in the absolution, the forgiveness of sins, in the words of institution. Those words that she never missed an opportunity to hear. His word taught her of her sins. And her voice spoke back his word in confession of those sins. His voice spoke forgiveness every single time. That's why, as a mother, she held the faith to be so important for her children. She knew what the shepherd's voice could do and hoped in his word. With the resurrection yet to come, she has even more now. She's seen more of his word fulfilled for her, even today in heaven. This is the hope that you can have, that it's meant for your comfort now, but also for your future hope. That Jesus brought Florence in as his sheep, sustained her by his word, and ever faithful to that same word, he has brought her to the flock of God that is in heaven, awaiting the resurrection on the last day. The same is true for you. Family or friends, or however you knew Florence, the shepherd has laid down his life for you too. His voice is there for you to hear. He desires for you to be brought into the one flock of Christ for all eternity. Christ is also of great benefit and blessing in this life on earth as well. Florence knew this and experienced it as well, whether it was in loving or in losing a spouse or in tragically losing three of her own sons. She knew comfort in her grief, the comfort that only comes from the voice of the Good Shepherd. She knew the great blessing of family, with the responsibilities, the joys, the sadnesses, yes, the frustrations, and yes, even those large family reunions, that they came ultimately from God's good hand and lasted for this life. She also knew her larger family, to which she had been brought into, the family of our God. This is why she sought to have her earthly family also be part of the eternal one as well. This is why things like church, like hearing the word of God, like receiving the sacrament of the altar were so important to her. Forsaking all activities and everything else, to go back to her room to hear it and receive it, especially in those later years as we cared for her. These things reminded her of Christ's continued care for her, even as the earthly kingdoms came and went during her earthly life, her long earthly life, that even earthly family came and went, but Christ's love sustained her through all of it. May the same love of Christ sustain you during this time of grief as well. May you realize the greater family into which you've been baptized, a family that lasts into eternity. And for that future, we look rather ironically to the Old Testament lesson today. This speaks of the last day and beyond. For Christ, who came humbly in his flesh in the past, and who comes in his present with his word, including baptism and absolution and the Lord's Supper, this Lord will come on the last day in great might, Isaiah says. Isaiah, by the inspiration of the Spirit, wrote these words at least 700 years before Jesus came the first time. We heard those words today about that future that is yet to come when our Lord Jesus Christ returns in glory, that Florence awaits this last day while still in the presence of the Good Shepherd today, that we await it as well, still present here below, but also with the promise that when Christ's return happens, he will gather his lambs into his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and he will gently lead those who are with young. That yes, at that point, all these other things will fade away. That our lives are short, even if they last over 90 years. That Isaiah says this very well. And he also confesses something. He says, the word of our God will stand forever. Our God. Florence's God. Ours as well. His word will stand forever. His word for Florence claimed her as his own, forgave her all her sins, called her home to him as she is now, and on the last day will have her body raised unto life everlasting. His word for Florence, that stands forever, is the same eternal word that he gives to you today. That Christ Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has laid down his life for the sheep. He forgives sins. He brings sheep into his fold, into his flock, and he sustains them to take them home into eternity. And that what he says, his word, stands forever. May that word be your comfort, your strength, and all your hope for today and all the days yet to come. In the name of Jesus, amen.